Hello?
Ah, yes, hello, is this Christian?
This is Christian.
Hey, Christian, this is Steve Wilson calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just relaxing. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking, Christian. So, first of all, Christian, welcome on board. And I'm going to be
Thank
the
you.
I'm going to be your assigned project manager. I'll be working with you throughout the project, through the completion. So
Okay.
first of all, please tell me, what is the book about?
I just want to know, will I be picking throughout like will I be be able to interview like your different authors and stuff to make sure they're like a perfect fit?
That's not, like, this is not the process how we work, but if you want to have a conversation with the authors, with the writers, so I can surely schedule your call with them, and you can have a word with them as well.
I just want to make sure because I did ask these questions beforehand. Just to make sure on top of that, then she did say that like I can request the author to like watch certain movies and stuff and certain scenes. That's still true, right?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay, cool. Because a lot of my a lot of I don't know a lot of people's likeliness. I don't know. I just see a lot in movies that I enjoy, and I don't know. I would like that to be a part of the process, you know? Okay,
So,
but for
Christian, that's not going to be a problem. I can schedule a writer's call so you can directly have a word with the writer.
awesome. Okay. So yeah, you want to know about the book then?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. Is Haley there, by the way?
Yeah,
Or
she's here.
okay. Well, sorry, I said hi, I guess. But anyways, yeah, the so I don't really know how to put it into like as much words, but I do know the world, it's a utopia. I mean, not a utopia, it's a different world from ours. It's gonna have like basically I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous, but I typically don't do. I mean, I've never really done this except with my friends, so it's like a little nerve-wracking. But it's set in a world where opioids are legalized in are like is like legalized, and it's
Christian.
mainly for the rich. What's up?
I was saying, if you're not comfortable, then it's totally fine. That's not going to be an issue.
No, I'm comfortable. No, I didn't. I just, no, yeah, I didn't say I was so comfortable.
All right, and I'm sorry. Please continue.
Oh yeah. So it's based in a world where they legalize opioids or whatever, and they have these new. There's like a new. That new genre of nurses, and they're basically called saints. And what they do, they go around and administer like these legalized opioids that are promised to not be addictive and stuff like that. You know, there's pop. I mean, I don't know. There's like media and stuff just to back up that these new drugs, aren't addictive, and this is their way of fighting the drug war to bring safer drugs to the streets that aren't addictive but still give the same exact results. And basically, it's going to be pushed mostly towards like the wealthy, but you know, whoever can really afford it can get access to the program. But so basically, like these saints will be going to their houses and administering opioids to their patients. You know, they'll be having parties or whatever, and they're there, the saints, the nurses are there to make sure that no one gets no one ODs. It's safe, it's properly distributed amongst everyone, stuff like that. And then, but the problem is like where it kind of gets gritty is where like they figure out like a way to start stealing from the rich and from this drug company. And there's going to be a couple characters and everything. One is a nurse already, but he was working in the same hospital his mom was in because she's in a coma and everything like that. But then he later found out that his mom got pregnant in the hospital or whatever. So then that kind of sends him in a spiral. He takes her out immediately. He tries to get vengeance for, not vengeance, but like, you know, like legal means, I don't know, to get revenge for, I don't know. But that didn't work out because this is a big corporation. So they basically fire him, blackball him. And so he has to work kind of like as a sex worker until a couple years later, like, they legalize like these new opioids or whatever that aren't addictive ever. So then he's already a nurse. He's already qualified. There's years already brushed under like the rug of like having this hostile problem with the hospital. And so he gets kind of like recruited. And so basically saints, like they have to not only be nurses, but they have to qualify like these like mental psychosis studies and stuff like that. Like, they have to be pure of heart and stuff like that. So, like, they really try to go with that saint's vibe with them. So they're not just nurses; they're saints. They're holier than thou or whatever, in a sense or whatever. But they're not really. They're just people who pass the test, and then they start getting offered like by these rich people. Like, they start offering like money on the side to do more things. And yeah, they're going to see some fucked up shit. And then he's going to soon encounter the person that owns the hospital that his mom like basically got raped in. And he didn't do anything about it. So like, he's going to encounter that guy. And then that's when it's going to start off like this plot of revenge and stuff like that. And it's just going to, that's kind of like where it's at right now. Like, my idea, but you can see something with that, right? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Christian. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that's just, you know, like, if I were to just explain my idea just right off the top of my head, that's just, yeah, that's my explanation. But, you know, I want it to be dark. I want it to be, I don't want it to just be another gay novel, though. I don't want it to be anything like that. Like, I don't want it to be ill or, like, just so, like, all these characters just being reused and repurposed and stuff like that. I don't want that. Like, I want there to be characters that, like, I haven't really seen before and dynamics, too. I want there to be, like, problems. And I also don't want there to be any character development, either. Like, I want them to all just stay terrible people. You just do terrible things to each other. And, you know, like, one's going to try to build an empire. One's going to be charging, like, their clients, like, 1.2 milligrams of, like, this, like, I don't know, Dilaudid or whatever. But he's really only administering, like, 1 milligram. And then he's keeping that 0.2 on his side to sell. You know, stuff like that. Like, I want there to be, like, problems like that. And then I want there to be, like, where they're jeopardizing their own, like, I don't know. Like, yeah. And I don't want there to be any, like, happiness either. Mm-hmm. Like, no character deserves to be happy or anything like that. And, or character progression, like, where they find out, oh, what they're doing is bad. Like, they're just going to be continuously terrible people and maybe have some conscience. I mean, no, they're going to have, like, conscience. Like, they're going to, like, be crying and shit like that. Like, I can't believe I just did that. Like, or, like, you know, like, They're going to feel, they're going to have emotions, but, you know, they're still going to have their goals and stuff like that that they want to complete and, you know, yeah, things that they didn't think they were going to ever have to do in their lives, and they do it, and, yeah.
All right, perfect, Christian. I got your point. And just tell me one more thing. Do you have any manuscript? Have you written down anything?
No, but I've, like, printed out, like, what I want their clothes to look like and stuff like that.
All right. So let me guide you through the process. I have already sent you an email and invitation to the portal. So by any chance, are you able to access your email right now?
Yeah, let me check. Okay, I just got something. Which email is it? The one that you sent at 6:51 p.m.?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, and what do you want me to look for?
Yeah, can you please just open the email? And you'll be able to see the option to sign up to our portal, which is called Creative Design.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you properly. Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Sure. I was saying, if you can open the email, so you'll see an option to sign up or something like that. You will be able to access to our portal, which is called Teamwork.
Okay. So is it like the teamwork thing?
That's the portal where we will be working on. I have sent you an email, a welcome text, along with a questionnaire.
Okay. It just seems to be like directing me to like, hold on.
It must be
Here you
directing
go.
to a login page.
Okay, yeah, I see like where I can start collaborating with your team today. Okay. Okay, I just signed up.
Perfect. So now are you able to see your name at the top?
Yeah, I see Christian King at the top, yeah.
Perfect. So on the right, do you see a row that says list, board, table, dashboard?
What am I looking for again? It says.
Please tell me, are you using it on a cell phone or is it a computer
On
or
my
laptop?
iPad.
iPad?
Yeah.
So, yeah, beside your name, are you able to see options that says list, board, table, dashboard?
Yeah, well, I guess I just see more like icons. Yeah.
Can you please look for the messages? Are you able to see any option that says messages?
Messages, okay. Oh, maybe this? I don't know. Oh, I see inbox, yeah.
Inbox. So please check, is there any message from me,
Yeah.
Wilson?
Yes, there is.
Perfect. Please open it up.
Okay. Okay. So.
Yeah. Is it the welcome on board thread? Says, hello, Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you able to see my message?
Yeah.
Perfect. But under the message, there is an attachment, a questionnaire. Are you able to see it?
Yes.
All right. So, Christian, I want you to download this questionnaire, fill this out, and send it back to me over here. And beside this, if you have any notes, anything in written, so just share that with me as well. And then I'm going to share it with the writing team. And then I'll get back to you with the first draft. And after getting your feedback, we're going to continue the process. And whenever you feel to have a word with the writer, with the author, you can just let me know. I'm going to schedule a call with the author, with the writer, and then you can have the conversation.
Okay, but I do get to pick. Do I just get stuck with somebody? Because I just want to. I also want to read their work, their past work, and stuff like that to see if they.
Over here, I will be sharing with you all the work that all of the writing that they will be doing. I will be sharing it with you over here, and we will move forward only after getting your feedback.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. Well, I will be looking over your questionnaire then, in the meantime.
That would be perfect. So I just want you to fill it out and send it back to me, and then we're going to continue the process.
Okay.
All right. So beside this, if you have any questions for me right now, please go ahead.
Oh, Haley mentioned I'll be able to work with her, but I haven't met her yet. I don't know. I would like to see what her vibes are like, too, Steve. Hello? Why is it saying like Minnesota? Hello?